Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up.
It's The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
I think partly I just can't believe people are still getting married. People with degrees. What's going on? They've already lived together for 10 years. Now they have to announce they're going to carry on as they are. Why do I have to go to Dorset for that? To announce you're so happy. If you're so happy, stay in your house and shush. Just send an email saying it's going very well. Carry on.
Five 34 on the Wake Up Call. That comedian sounded like a little elf.
Just a little sprite. In
front of a brick wall.
British humor. Maybe I don't get it.
I mean, I love British humor. I don't know if that chalks up to British humor. Yeah. But anyway, though, thank you very much for listening to the Wake Up Call. It's Gavin and Katie coming back, ladies and gentlemen. From his trip around the world, Kevin!
Wow! What an epic way to welcome me back.
Ow!
Wow.
We weren't sure if you could do it, honey.
Arigato?
Oh, yes.
Is that, what's hello?
Ohio?
Oh, yeah,
or
it is.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa and Ohio. That's right. Ohio.
There's so many ways to say hello.
Yes, because they're a friendly country.
Yes, so friendly.
Welcome back to America. Welcome back to Sacramento. Welcome back to our hearts and our minds, Kevin.
Oh, I missed you guys.
We missed you too.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Coming back, ladies and gentlemen. From his trip around the world, Kevin!
Wow! What an epic way to welcome me back.
Ow!
Wow.
We weren't sure if you could do it, honey.
Arigato?
Oh, yes.
Is that, what's hello?
Ohio?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Or Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa and Ohio. That's right. Ohio.
There's so many ways to say hello.
Yes, because they're a friendly country.
Yes, so friendly.
Welcome back to America. Welcome back to Sacramento. Welcome back to our hearts and our minds, Kevin.
Oh, I missed you guys.
We missed you too.
We have so much to hear about. But listen, you're freshly back and we just got to talk about how much we missed you.
Yeah. Let's get the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Were you nervous to go?
So nervous. New country, new language. I don't know how things work there.
Right.
But a bitch survived.
The bitch did survive. Did you fly by yourself?
No, I flew with the friends that I went with.
Okay, so you did meet up with them at the airport.
But they were in a different row. I was all by myself.
How long was that flight?
12 hours.
Straight? On one plane?
Uh-huh. They fed us 3 times.
Wow.
It was great.
Was it?
Yeah, they came by. They're like, hey, it's breakfast. Or like, hey, it's dinner. And I was like, okay, don't have to tell me twice.
I couldn't do it. I don't think I'd be able to do it. You just watch. You could watch multiple entire series of shows.
Right.
I downloaded 5 movies and then I made a new airplane buddy.
Okay.
She's from the Philippines.
Okay.
So did you guys like exchange information?
No, it was just a plane thing.
Okay, just a plane. Okay.
Just a plane thing. We are so excited that you're back. I understand, though, that you already want to go again.
Mm-hmm. After going to Japan, coming back here, I don't like America, guys.
Oh, well, come on. Don't say that.
Why?
Because everyone in Japan is so nice and polite. Things are so cheap there. Like, I came back and I went to McDonald's, okay? First thing. Here, it is worth one meal. Here is worth 3 meals in Japan.
Okay.
I'm pissed.
So you ate at McDonald's in Japan?
Yes.
And was it different?
It was so different. They had fish fillet for breakfast.
Were there different menu items that you couldn't get?
Yeah, there's like this Sakura apple pie, but it wasn't like apple pie. It was like a Sakura cream pudding pie. And then there was also like, okay, they also had like shrimp nuggets.
That's now,
what?
Now we're talking.
Yeah, shrimp
That's
nuggets and
crazy.
Shrimp patties. You would love it.
I would have loved that.
I think that sounds really good.
It was so good.
Shrimp nugget?
Yeah.
Was there dipping sauce too?
I don't do dipping sauce, but there's tartar sauce.
Well, listen, I got to say, just the fact that their McDonald's are cheaper and a little bit more seafoody mm-hmm. than America, it doesn't really make it sense. Don't judge America right now. We're in the middle of an election season.
Yeah.
That's why we're so crummy right now.
I mean, that's it. That's all it takes to satisfy
and,
you.
And like the people that work in Japan, they're so uniform. Like I was there on weekdays, so Japan people were like working and stuff. Like how they get on the public transit, it's all in order. They line up. It's so quiet on the train.
Really?
They're very respectful of others. I was like, oh my God.
How did you fare with the Japanese ladies?
Whew, let me tell you, it's not good.
Oh, really?
My pronunciation was horrible and I kept calling. So I was trying to hit on some girls by calling them cute.
Okay.
I kept calling them scary.
Well, because you were trying to do it in Japanese.
Yeah.
Come on. You can't turn your back on America.
You can't.
But
also, we're not there. Like,
right.
That
what
never
about us?
Even like not one time have I heard you say, like, but if I hadn't come back, I wouldn't be here with you guys.
I couldn't leave my mom and dad.
I couldn't. But we could all move to Japan.
Okay.
Houses in Japan. Okay, I was looking into houses in Japan, okay? They're only $35,000. Oh, my God. Let me tell you about the preschools. All the kids dressed up in uniforms, and they were so cute.
I mean, we could have that here.
No.
I could find that.
The uniforms here aren't cute.
What made them cute?
I don't know. They were just little Japanese kids in single filed lines. And then some of them went on the public transit by themselves because in Japan, everyone looks out for each other. I know.
All right.
It's just the environment. I don't know. When I'm there,
Can I tell you, he's not the same as he was.
No, he's not.
Can I tell you how he's wearing a ring, Gavin.
I've noticed that.
Bitch, I made this myself, too.
What does that mean?
I pounded out the silver, and then I burnt it, and then I dipped it, and then I did a pattern on it.
Who the hell is this guy?
I don't know.
You went and you're smelting metals in Japan?
I'm a ring maker, bitch.
Okay, you left as somebody that could barely do anything.
And then Japan taught me I could do so much more by myself. I found my peace.
You really did.
Mm-hmm.
You really did. You're
we
like
can't
a...
wait to rob you of that.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky?
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Kevin is back from Japan, so are we going to celebrate with a win or loss as a gift on Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's up to Katie. And it is also up to Cassie. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
You are caller 17, so congratulations. Katie's going to leave the studio, and we got five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and we'll see who's smarter. Jackpot's up to $100. Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, and boy, oh boy, is it a great place to go grab dinner or lunch. I love it there. All right, you ready to play?
Yes.
All righty. Question one. Jenna Fisher, who played Pam on The Office, was diagnosed with breast cancer, but she is fine now. She did an interview yesterday talking about how much that changed her life. Cassie, turn off your radio. Turn it all the way off. All right.
Did that work?
You tell me. All right. She's filled with gratitude for every day, and she wants others to feel the same way that she does, but without facing death. What was Pam's last name on The Office? Cassie? Cassie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you okay? What's going on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now.
You're screaming.
Was it... Beasley?
All righty. Question two. It was announced that Stephen King's story Carrie is being remade, but as a limited series from the creator of the Haunting of Hill House series. It will be 8 episodes and released on Amazon. In the story, Carrie, she gets covered in what before she kills everyone in her school?
Oh, man. Blood?
All righty. Question three. A woman in Australia is lucky to be alive after she dropped her phone between two boulders and tried to get it back. She fell face down between the two boulders and was stuck like that for 7 hours, slowly being crushed between them until she was rescued. That's crazy. True or false, almost all boulders in the world were moved by wind at one point.
Cassie?
True or false? They were moved by what was that?
Wind.
False.
Okay. Question four. Nicole Scherzinger, who used to be a member of the Pussycat Dolls and on The Masked Singer, she is the star on Sunset Boulevard on Broadway right now, and she blew the audience away for opening night. She got several mid-show standing ovations. That's wild. Spell the word boulevard.
Boulevard?
Yep.
B-U-L-E-V-A-R-D.
Alrighty, and question five. Elon Musk is doing something most likely illegal to try to get Donald Trump elected. He's giving away $1 million per day to anyone who registers to vote and signs a promise to support the First and Second Amendment. Sure sounds illegal to me. If he pays 16 people his prize money, and then he pays a staff $5 million on top of that to make this all possible, how much total did he spend?
Wait, what again?
Oh, good.
It was $1 million and 16 and then staff?
Yeah. If he pays 16 people $1 million each and then pays his staff $5 million to make it all possible, what is the total, Cassie?
$21 million.
All righty. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. Oh, I got Katie. All righty. That was a slog. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show. All righty.
Is everybody okay?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Question one. Jenna Fisher, who played Pam on The Office. Did you hear about her breast cancer?
Yes.
Super sad. But she's doing fine now. She did an interview, though, talking about how much that changed her life. She went through chemotherapy, lost her hair and everything.
Yeah.
And she says she's filled with gratitude for every day. And now her mission is to make others feel that way without facing death like she did. What was Pam's last name on The Office?
Beasley.
Beasley. I also would have accepted Halpert.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Question two. It was announced that Stephen King's story, Carrie, is going to get remade, but as a limited series. This is actually pretty exciting. It's going to be 8 episodes and released on Amazon next Halloween. In the story, Carrie gets covered in what before she kills everyone in the school?
Blood?
Yes. Pig's blood.
Pig's blood.
Thanks a lot, John Travolta. Question three. A woman in Australia, this story's wild.
Okay.
She's lucky to be alive after she dropped her phone
Did you see this? Yes.
She dropped her phone between two boulders, and when she tried to get it back, she fell between them and got stuck face down for 7 hours while slowly being crushed. Because gravity was pushing her and pushing her, and it's more and more compression on her chest. She was rescued, though, but boy, oh boy. True or false, almost all boulders were moved by wind at one point.
I don't think that's true.
So
false?
Yeah.
Moved by wind?
They were moved by water at one point. All boulders were.
Huh.
Question for Nicole Scherzinger, your favorite Pussycat doll.
Right.
She's the star on Broadway right now on the show Sunset Boulevard.
Okay.
It was opening night, and she stunned the audience so much so she got several mid-show standing ovations.
I don't think people understand how good her voice is and how big her voice is.
I mean, I sure didn't.
She's incredible.
I just know that...
she's going to loosen up your buttons, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spell the word boulevard.
Oh, God. Okay. B-O-L... Nope, sorry. B-O-U-L-E-V-A-R-D.
Wow. Whew. Yes. Boulevard. Question five. I don't know if you saw this or not. Elon Musk is doing something that's most likely illegal to try to get Donald Trump elected. He's given away $1 million per day in swing states to anyone who registers to vote and then signs a promise to support the First and Second Amendment. I'm sure there's already a federal investigation looking into this.
It seems like that's...
I'm pretty sure you can't pay somebody to register to vote. But anyway, if he pays 16 people the prize money of $1 million a day, but then he also pays a staff $5 million to make this whole thing possible, how much total did he spend?
$21 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
$21 million. All right. Fingers crossed. Cassie, are you there?
Yes.
All righty. You got 4, Katie got 5.
What a dumbass thing to do. Give Katie somebody $1 million. What? Sorry?
She said you're so smart.
Oh, thank you. Give somebody $1 million. Okay, give me $1 million, okay?
Right, right.
And then I'll register to vote, and then now say, and you support the First and Second Amendment. Say that.
And you support the First and Second Amendment?
Sure.
There you go.
$1 million. Give me.
I mean... It's a drawing, it's super illegal for many reasons. In the same way that, you can't, give away lottery tickets, I think, anyway, though, it doesn't matter. Elon Musk is a crazy person. All right, Cassie, well, unfortunately, you didn't win. We add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Tell everybody what we want to hear.
Oh, boy.
I had a feeling that was going to happen. Cassie, have a great day.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is a job that you would never do? Not even if it paid $1 million a year, you wouldn't do it. 916-909-1065. That number again is 909-1065. We're getting into this because, one, it's interesting, and two, a top 10 list was released of the most common answers to that question, and we noticed a theme in all of these. And, before we even get into this, I want to talk to Matt real fast, because he has one that's on this list. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Thanks for calling 909-1065. So what is a job that you would never do in a million years?
I would never work in a prison or do anything criminal.
Never work in a prison or do anything with criminals showed up at number 9 on this list. Yeah.
I mean, that would be pretty tough, but for $1 million, I might find a way to be okay with it.
Thank you so much, though, for calling. Let me run through this list, okay? Like I said, number 9, work in a prison system. Number 10, steel worker. Number 8, power line worker. Like, be one of those linemen, PG&E guys.
Yeah, that'd be pretty scary.
Number 7, logger. Be a logger. I can't think of a worse way to die than, like, when you hear the people who are, like, loggers and they get, like, crushed and rolled.
Oh, my God.
Like, and that happens, like, apparently a lot. Number 6, a roofer. Somebody who works rebuilding roofers.
Okay.
Number 5, an oil rig worker. Number 4, an electrician.
Really? You would be an electrician for $1 million?
Number 3, a skyscraper window cleaner.
Oh, I couldn't. Oh, just the thought of that. Like, that's making it hard to breathe.
Number 2, a commercial fisherman. I guess like on The Deadliest Catch, those guys.
Do they catch crab? Do they not catch crab? Will they survive the season?
Right, exactly. And it looks so cold.
So cold. And you're just wet.
Right. And number 1, the number 1 answer is somebody who works in a slaughterhouse or meat packing industry worker.
Okay.
And somebody texted that in to 916-909-1065, but the common theme in all those, they're dangerous.
Is working in a slaughterhouse dangerous?
I would imagine it probably isn't super safe. But what about like non-dangerous jobs though? Oh, I don't think I'd be able to be a mortician.
Oh.
Like, I don't think I'd be able to be around dead bodies. I'd be too skeeved out by it.
I think eventually that's something that, like, you get past. I think the hardest part of that is just knowing that people are hurting so much because they've lost someone. I mean, I was going to say porn. How is that not on this list?
What? So for $1 million, you wouldn't do that?
No, for $1 million, I would not do it. And the biggest reason, aside from the fact that I have dignity and believe I deserve more than that.
Sure.
It wouldn't be worth the money to do that to my kids.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you've got kids. Teachers, man, I don't know how teachers do
it. I couldn't. We put this up on Facebook. Teacher came up. Daycare provider came up.
I don't know how daycare providers do it.
They're saints walking amongst us.
I have no idea.
Victoria said underwater welder.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can't breathe. David said anything in politics. Christy said anything involving going under a house or a small dark space.
Claustrophobic. Yeah, me too.
I feel like I needed to escape.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Other text messages we're getting into, 916-909-1065, for a job you wouldn't do even if it paid you $1 million. This is coming up over and over again. You definitely could relate to this one.
What?
Somebody who deals with porta potties, cleans them, empties them, moves them.
Are they being cleaned?
Well, somebody's got to do it. They're not disposable, right?
I guess not, but they should be.
Somebody said they'd never be able to work for CPS, Child Protective Services, or like foster care or social workers, anything with kids. I don't know how people do that and like don't just slip into depression.
I mean, if you are a foster parent, I can see how that would be so hard, but you would feel like you were helping someone.
Yeah, but you tell me stories about like foster parents that try really hard and then the kid, they still can't get the kids,
like adopt them.
Yeah.
Oh, not everybody that's doing that is a foster parent is fostering it with the pursuit of adoption.
Interesting. Somebody said be a stunt double. I don't know. I mean, if I didn't have a bad back, I wouldn't be a stunt double, but I always thought like it would be fun to be a stunt driver.
Okay.
I think I would have a lot of fun with that.
That has said like it's too dangerous to go hiking.
I didn't say it's too dangerous. I said it's boring. Well, I don't want to go hiking.
You know
what's never going to get you if you're a stunt driver? A mountain lion. But anyway, though, we've run out of time for this segment, but...
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitation. Oh, I didn't have the music ready. Hold on.
Gavin.
Wow. Hold on a second. Hold on. Everybody just calm down. Okay. All right. And this is the game of concentration.
No repeats or hesitations.
Ah, that feels better. Okay. I'm like, I think I'm missing something.
Yeah, you think?
All righty. This is one of the most fun games that we play here on The Wake Up Call. And we're playing for Shakira tickets. And Katie, go ahead and explain to everybody how concentration works.
Gavin is going to give us a category, and Kevin and I are going to ping pong back and forth, filling, explaining things that fall into that category. Now, we can't pause, we can't hesitate, we can't repeat anything. And if we do, the other person gets a point.
Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. Calling How are
all
you guys?
We're doing great. Calling all the way from Antioch. You chose Katie.
Smart.
So Katie is running in the race for you. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. And let's talk to Trevor. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
You chose Kevin to represent you in the game of concentration.
What a great choice.
All right, Trevor, you want to give Kevin, you want to give him a little bit of encouragement?
Yeah, he's absolutely going to tear Katie up. Sorry.
Wow.
I love that.
Maybe you've never heard us play this before.
And Nicole, do you want to give Katie some encouragement?
Katie, don't worry. You know you got this.
Okay, thank you.
You know you got this. Well. All right, 5 minutes on the clock starting right now. Here we go. We're going to start. We'll start with Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Name European countries. Go.
Europe.
That's a continent. Okay. Hey, wow. I'm jet lagged.
And I just want to remind everybody, just got back from international travel.
Okay. I meant to say Ambrosia.
Isn't that the fake country from the Princess Diaries?
I think that was a salad.
Wow. All right. Point goes to Katie.
It's not looking good, but you know, a little bump at the beginning.
All right. Starting with Kevin again. All right, here we go. Or is that how we're doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No more countries, please.
Oh, you got it. Name mammals. Go.
Dogs.
Whale.
Cats.
Humans.
Dolphins.
Seals.
Swords. I don't know.
Swords.
I was going to say swordfish, but then I figured out that's a...
Not a mammal.
Not a mammal. That's a fish.
There's a fish in it.
All right. 2 points going to Katie already. We're 1 minute in.
I feel like this is not going well.
No, you feel the right thing.
You know what, Kevin? I feel like this one's your category, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Name items in a grandmother's purse. Go.
Toilet paper. Hey! No! That's not fair!
Okay, you know what? I'll give it to you.
Okay, whatever. Okay, Werther's Originals.
Chapstick.
Kleenex.
Cash.
Change.
Credit cards.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, man.
And I just want you to know, old ladies love to bring toilet paper around.
Okay, I guess they don't.
They need to comply.
All right, okay.
Weird.
All right, starting with Katie now. We're playing Concentration for Shakira tickets at the Oracle. She's coming on June 30th. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name titles of relatives. Go.
Uncle.
Aunt.
Grandmother.
Grandfather.
Great-grandmother.
Great-great-grandmother.
Second cousin.
Cousin.
Third cousin.
Sister.
Brother.
Nephew.
Great-aunt.
That was hesitation.
Come on!
Yeah.
Sorry.
You gotta be kidding me.
You could have went niece. That would have been the easier route.
Okay. We gave him toilet paper, but okay, fine.
I mean, we felt bad for him. All right. Well, now we're all tied up.
Yes, we are.
Starting with Katie again. Name types of sports balls.
Oh, boy.
Go.
Basketball.
Soccer ball.
Football.
Pickleball.
Golf ball.
Softball.
Tennis ball.
Volleyball.
Baseball.
Water polo ball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything else?
Ping pong ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tennis anything ball, past that?
Tennis ball.
Said tennis ball.
Said tennis ball.
Well, you're the one that lost.
Shut
so.
Up.
Okay. Wow. It is getting angry here. All right. 3 minutes have gone by.
Go
2 minutes left.
Okay. Wow.
Kevin's up by one, starting with Katie. Brands of cosmetics. Go.
Fendi.
Louis Vuitton. Oh, wait, you said cosmetics?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. All right. My God. I meant to say something else.
I know. Clearly. We're all tied up again.
I should have said Too Faced.
Yeah? All right. Here we go. Starting with Kevin. Things you put in a basket.
Oh, great. Are you going to say go?
Go? Oh, go.
Laundry.
Grapes.
Fruits.
A bottle of wine.
A bottle of water.
Nice cheeses.
A charcuterie board.
cherry.
I don't think you can fit a whole charcuterie board
in a basket.
You bring everything for the charcuterie board.
You ever heard of a picnic basket?
All right.
Yeah, and that's not a charcuterie board.
All right, here we go. We're running out of time.
Wow.
One more category here.
Fine.
Starting with Kevin, clothing stains that are hard to remove. Go.
Blood.
Oil.
Coffee.
Wax.
Tiramisu sauce. Hey, it's very hard to come by.
All righty. Thank you very much.
I'm so pissed.
Kevin, welcome back to America. And who's your cat? Oh, Nicole was. Nicole, are you there?
I'm here.
Congratulations. You got yourself Shakira tickets.
She barely won.
To go see her when she comes to the Oracle on June 30th, okay?
All right. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
That show was just announced, by the way, so tickets are available, or maybe they go on sale Friday. I'm not quite sure. Nobody tells me.
Radio Silence.
So, Nicole, what's going on here?
It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Kevin this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
So I understand you went on a date with a girl named Alexa, and you went out to dinner, and you were attracted to her. The conversation flowed well, and then after the date, nothing. So let's Monday morning quarterback this a little bit. Where did you go for dinner? Let's start there. Was it a nice place or like a casual place?
No, it was a pretty nice place. Not, you know, 5-star fancy meal, but it was pretty nice.
Okay. And, like, were you guys drinking? Did anybody get drunk?
We didn't get drunk, but I had a beer with dinner, and, you know, she had wine.
Okay.
I don't think there was a problem with dinner.
So what do you guess could be the problem?
When I was driving her home, something happened, and I ended up getting pulled over by the police.
Okay.
And, well, what? I mean, you said something happened. What happened?
Well, he claims I ran a red light. I'm okay. Pretty sure it was yellow
okay.
when I was going
so
through.
So it was a driving infraction.
Yeah.
Not like...
I got a ticket.
Okay.
Okay. And you think that that's probably what it was?
Maybe
she's just looking for somebody with a clean driving record. Well, here's the good news, Kevin. We've got Alexa sitting on hold. We're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear our conversation, and then we're going to conference you guys together, and we'll see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Kevin's now on hold. Alexa, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're on the second date update, like you know, and it's Gavin and Katie, and we just got done talking to Kevin, and he told us about your first date.
Okay.
He thinks that the reason why you didn't want a second date, or at least have been not communicating with him really at all after that, is because he got pulled over after the date. Is this an accurate reason?
It's not because he got pulled over per se. I would say that's like 10% accurate. Okay. He did get pulled over, but he did run the red light. Let me be clear. And it's not so much that I've run a red light before, but he was being a total creep to the cop. And then on the way home, kept griping and just being nasty about the whole cop thing and his whole attitude and cops in general. And I did mention at dinner that, like, I come from a family from law enforcement.
Uh-oh.
Like, my dad's a cop. My cousin's a cop. My brother's actually finishing the training with the police academy. So, you know, it was just gross.
Okay. All right. Let's get Kevin back on so he can respond to this. Kevin, you're back on. It's the second date update. You heard Alexa. It wasn't that you got pulled over. It's how you responded to getting pulled over.
Do you think you got crappy with the cop?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I mean, do you regret that?
Right.
Yeah. Look, it was a first date. It probably wasn't the best way to respond.
Would you have responded like this? Like, take the first date part out is this how you would normally just respond to cops if you got pulled over doing something wrong?
I don't think I was that bad about it. You know, I'm obviously not happy about being pulled over. I got a little snippy.
Can you see why that would be a turnoff, especially to somebody whose family is so heavily involved in law enforcement?
I don't remember her saying that during the date. She got, her family was in law enforcement.
Okay, well, even if she didn't, it is true. Ooh. So my question is, can you see why this would be off-putting to her?
Looking from her perspective, yes, I can understand why she wouldn't appreciate that.
Okay.
Alexa, why didn't you say something to him at the time?
Well, one, because I'm now concerned for my safety, because this is a first aid situation, and I'm not going to just start putting myself in further danger by arguing with someone who's just now elevated and angry while operating a vehicle. There's just so many other factors. And not to mention, like, you clearly lack listening skills, bro, because I did tell you at dinner I come from law enforcement, and here we are.
I get what you're saying, why you didn't bring up. That was my male privilege speaking up. Like,
sure.
Didn't even occur to me that, that's a vulnerable position
to
be in.
The last thing you want to do is pile on and tell a guy who's already angry that he did something else wrong.
Right. Okay, so Is there any salvaging this?
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Well, Kevin, we tried. Sorry about that. Is this a learning experience for you?
Yeah, I'll definitely pay attention to what her family does next time.
Okay. Well, as long as we're taking a lesson, not the lesson, but a lesson. All right. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So our company is just like your company, guys. They make us take $250,000 online training. And the trainings are sometimes very, very specific, and sometimes they seem to be quite vague. Well, they recently made Katie do a training, an online training, and it was for sexual harassment. And when I'm saying Katie had to do it, it turns out Kevin and I never got that request. And at first we were thinking, well, surely that's a mistake.
Or it's coming. The request is coming.
Right. And then our boss came in and confirmed he doesn't quite know why, which we'll get to in a second, but this was a Katie specific
thing. He said he has many employees, and whenever there's an employee that is missing a training, he gets an email.
Yep.
That, you know, gets somebody gets flagged, and then he says, hey, don't forget to do this training.
Yep.
I was the only one. All these other employees. And even he was like, yeah, I did think that was kind of strange.
We'll get to that.
Well, okay, get to what? What are you saying?
Do we think that this is just your behaviors getting the best of you?
I would love to hear what kind of behavior you're talking about.
The sexual harassing kind.
Okay, I would love some examples and make them real. Don't make them things you've made up.
Okay.
Kevin, if you can think of times I've sexually harassed
you. Stop yelling at him. Yeah. You're going to scare him.
Right.
It is harassment.
Okay. If there's anybody in this room right now that is going to comment about how good someone looks, man or woman.
Right.
It ain't me or Kevin.
Okay, so I give compliments. Sue me. Don't really. Sue me.
Right, I was about to say.
Okay, what else?
Can you just take the training? I mean, there are times where, you know, there seems to be discussion amongst other ladies about attractiveness or a certain kind of energy coming off of a certain kind of man in the office.
Okay.
And it does seem to be led by a ringleader with red hair and a morning radio show. Pointing fingers.
You know what? This is harassment.
Okay? I wouldn't know. I didn't take the training.
You didn't have to take the training. Okay?
Get out of my head.
I'm sorry that I'm just a social little butterfly that bebops around this this building, pollinating flowers and making friends.
No, listen, we love that you pollinate flowers.
Yeah.
But is it possible that you could do it in a less pervy way?
What is pervy about being a touchy-feely person?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we didn't even bring up the touchiness.
Yeah.
So I put my hands on people.
I mean, I've seen you, when you see people, certain people, there's a hug given.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now imagine that I'm the hug person. Imagine
you can't do it.
Maybe there's a salesperson comes in.
Yeah.
A sales lady.
Okay.
Okay. And I go, hey,
yeah,
and then just wrap my arms around them and go.
You can't do it, and I'll tell you why.
I know.
Patriarchy.
God, we can't do anything. Straight white men. It's not fair.
This is finally my moment, okay?
Apparently it's not, because you had to take the training. So, okay.
And I gotta tell you, I'm on slide, like, 11. There's 101.
What?
Oh, man.
I'm so mad. And guess what? And I hope everybody that we work for hears this. I'm not gonna retain a single thing.
Oh, boy.
Boy.
Yeah, I'll get through the slides. I'll answer the questions.
All right.
But
well, somebody texted in to 909-1065. You're not alone, Katie. Somebody goes, I've been written up twice at two different companies
from
events where only men were involved. Such BS.
Stand strong with me, sisters.
Oh, somebody who's listened to this show for a long time goes, did she hit on the guy that you work with the voice? If you know, you're talking about our operations manager.
Who is like a tippy-top manager.
And the two of them do seem to have pigtail-pulling relationship.
We are having a tete-a-tete.
I wouldn't say that it's necessarily sexual harassment, as just good old-fashioned harassment.
But I gotta tell you, couldn't tell who's doing the harassing.
No, it goes back and forth.
That's because I haven't finished the training.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm just saying, Kevin and I, we're safe to be around.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. BetterHelp.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com